To a brief summary, 我们看一看我们读了五章So just to remind ourselves, what did we study in the last five chapters? So obviously, the first half of chapter one 是前言，今天要读的是结尾。中间what are the two main themes? 两个主要的主题是什么？ What are the two main themes?
神是光。
神是光。That's one theme. 另外一个主题是什么？
神是父。
神是父。Very good. Thank you. You guys are very good. 好了 now getting a little bit deeper. 神是光，在光中行要有四个条件，是那四个条件。
离开罪恶。
Okay, 离开罪恶。
遵行主道。
遵行主道。
不爱世界。
不爱世界。还有一个。
就是保持信心。
保持信心。Very good. Okay, now, 活出神这是儿女的条件有五个条件。是那五个条件。
就是不犯罪。
不犯罪。
我遵守主道。
要有爱。
要有爱。
遵守主道。
遵守主道。还有一个。
分辨那个什么灵啊。世界上
分辨灵，对了。Oh, very good. Okay, you guys are so good. All right. Okay, so you can see, here are the four conditions. 在光中行的是个条件，然后活出神儿女的样式是五个条件，很多是差不多的。Okay.What is the one thing that John mentioned a lot, okay, is really part of that obey God's commandment is to, you know, is to have love, is to love your brothers and sisters, right? So that is actually one part of that he mentioned a lot, and he mentioned it in particular when he talked about as children of God, we need to love one another. And you can think of it as really one of the most important commandments that he has given us to obey his words. Okay? All right. So that is the main body of 1 John. And today we come to the ending, the conclusion in chapter 5, in the second half of chapter 5 whole letter that John wrote. Okay. So we have eight verses today. Okay. So I have four verses here and then the four verses next page. I need two volunteers to read. Who would like to read the first four verses? All right. Go ahead, Yichuan.
14节，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的，无不得着。人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。有至于死的罪，我不说当为这罪祈求。凡不义的事都是罪，也有不至于死的罪。
18到21节，我们知道凡从神生的，必不犯罪。从神生的欲保守自己，恶者也叫无法害他。我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都恶在哪恶者手下。我们也知道神的儿子已经来了，到且将机会赐给你们，使我们认识哪位真神的，我们也在哪位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，也是永生。小子们啊，你们要自守，远避与像偶像。
OK， 谢谢。OK，All right， so 就是那八节结尾。OK， 这里的八节大概我们可以分开两段。第一段就是说关于祷告，我叫坦然无惧的祷告，从14节到17节，然后最后几节就是说，要自守远避偶像 ，OK， 就是 两个分段、比较简单八节、okay。 好，我们先看这个头四节、坦然无惧的祷告，英文就是说 Prayer with confidence。 OK， 在这里几节里面告诉我们，我们怎么样可以坦然无惧的祷告。 How do we pray with confidence according to these verses？ 怎么样可以坦然无惧的祷告？
神的旨意求，
叫神的旨意求。 OK， very good。 OK， 还有没有？叫他的旨意求。 OK， very clearly、in these verses here、that to pray with confidence we have to pray according to his will。 OK、等一下我们再讲怎么样是说是叫他的旨意求。我们先看其他几处的圣经、我们先看还是在约翰一书，我们看前two chapters ago， 在第三章第二十一节到二十三节，在那里约翰也讲过坦然无惧的祷告。 OK， 我们看看那个在前两章怎么样说，跟这个比较。 OK， can someone read these three verses？ Chapter 3, verses 21 to 23. 华梅 can you read those three verses?
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了，并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
So according to these verses in chapter 3, how do we pray with confidence, or how do we come before God with confidence? 我们怎么样可以坦然无惧的来到神的面前？
遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
然后他的命令是特别是什么？
彼此相爱，
也信他儿子
耶稣基督的名。
Right. Okay. Yeah. So it's very clear, right? So, here, if we follow his commandments, and do the things that he likes us to do, believing in believing in his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another, then our heart will not be, our conscience will not be, attacking us or telling us that we've done wrong, that we will have a clear conscience. And because we have that clear conscience, then we can come before God with confidence. So again, there's another thing, another in the same book, in the same letter, John has again told us, how do we come before God with confidence? Now, let's go back to what Esther was talking about. 在第五章里面说，我们能坦然无惧的祷告呢，就是说要照着的旨意求。 Okay, so let's talk a little bit about that one. So before we go talk about how do we pray with and according to his will, let's look at two more verses before we do that. 我们先看这个约翰福音第十五章第七节，然后我们再看那个雅各书第四章第三节。Alice, can you read the Gospel of John 15:7?
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
谢谢。刘刚 can you read 雅各书第四章第三节？
哦，刘刚暂时不在，我替他念吧。
好，谢谢小丽。
你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
Okay, so in these two verses here, what did they tell us that we can pray with confidence? 我们怎么样可以坦然无惧的祷告？根据约翰福音跟雅各书。
要常常记得神的话，
当神的话在我们里面要记得还要去遵行的时候呢，我们就可以坦然无惧的来到他面前， 啊，我们祷告的、祈求的，都能给我们成就。OK， 在雅各书告诉一个反面的警告，是什么的反面的警告？
妄求。
OK， 妄求就是说，什么是妄求？
求不该求的东西。
OK。求不该求的东西，求不是神旨意的东西。Okay, so it's kind of like here it talked about we have to waste it on our own fleshly desires. Okay, 在浪费着我们的宴乐上。所以就是说反面的，就是说当我们要求就是自己要不是神要的东西的时候呢，我们求也得不着。Okay, now let's go back to whatEsther was talking about in the very beginning in chapter 5, 这里说我们要照他的旨意求。What do you think he meant by 照他的旨意求？
先求神的国和神的义。
Okay, 先求神的国神的义。Very good. So sometimes 神的旨意不是说要我们得到什么得到什么得到什么，神的最大的旨意是他的国降临，他的义行在地上如同行在天上。 So we need to pray for his kingdom and his righteousness. And then another thing that is really important is what is God's will? God's will, if you think about, you know, his kingdom and his righteousness, is really for people to receive his salvation.So one thing is very important is that we pray for salvation. And when I say salvation, I don't just mean, of course, it includes that people 听到福音接受福音。So of course, that is salvation. But beyond that salvation, that people accepting Jesus and receiving God's life in them, that as we, even for us as Christians, that we continueto receive his salvation every day of our life. So as our lives are being molded to be more and more like him, that is also the completion of our salvation. So when we pray, we need to pray for salvation, not just that we receive God's life into us, but also our life continue to be changed by him, to be more like him,so that the salvation is complete in us. Okay, very good. What other thing that you can think of is praying according to God's will, 照他的旨意行. A couple points I want to kind of bring out is that, you know, sometimes when we pray, we don't necessarily know what God's will is. There are some things that are very clear that we know from the Bible that God has already told us what his will is.So like the salvation that I was talking about earlier. So those are the obvious things that God has revealed to us, what his will is, and we can pray for those according to those. But sometimes there are matters that God's will is not clear. And part of it, when we pray according to God's will, is really in prayer, we need to discern, 我们要辨别他的旨意。当我们不晓的时候 we need to discern his will through prayer. So that's part of it also, as we pray according to God's will. And then finally, one point I want to also bring out is very important for us to be willing to submit to his will. 有时候我们求这个求那个 but that may not be God's will in the end. And so when we realize that that is not God's will, that we are willing to submit,to God, to submit to God's will. And that is also part of the whole process of praying according to God's will. Application question. If we are going to have to ask according to or pray according to God's will, then why do we even need to pray in the first place? You know, it's like, okay, God, you know your own will. You have your own will. Why do we even have to pray according to God's will? God has already kind ofHas his will on that already?
我是寻盈啊，那我想来回答这个问题。我记得前不久那个刚回中国的那个姐妹，一位姐妹， 刚好在 chat 上也问我这句话呀，我们如果上帝都知道，那这里又提到说如果我们还照着他的旨意求，为什么我们还要祷告呢？我会这样子的认为哈，就是先讲祷告。我们为什么要祷告？其实尤其是神的孩子，很多事情我们不祷告神当然都明白，但是我觉得上帝给我们祷告的权柄很珍贵，他不仅仅让我们把我们所需的哈，真的是在软弱中我们所想要的来告诉上帝，更重要其实也是帮助我们自己厘清我们自己要什么，在当中跟神可以互动，来看看上帝怎么带领我们在我们的请求上来经历主。那这当中有时候其实会被修整的，神是神，就像这边讲的，我们照神的旨意求，但是我们是不是完全照着神的心意求，其实在祷告中可以被修整，也可以不断的去经历上帝。我们为什么要祷告？祷告其实是让我们更明白自己，然后当神回应的时候，也可以让我们知道神在回应。很多人说，那我都不祷告，上帝不是应该知道吗？是，上帝知道，但你不知道。如果我们都不祷告的话，那上帝的回应啊，上帝的提醒啊，上帝的教导，你通通不会知道，因为跟他没有联系。但是我们的祷告可以帮助我们知道自己，也认识跟上帝之间的这个关系，然后在当中去经历它。
谢谢群英的分享。Very good. Yeah, definitely we need to be adjusted and shaped by God as we pray. And when we pray, we open our hearts, God is going to do his work of shaping us and adjusting us. Thank you for the sharing, Xun Ying. Anyone else? Why do we even need to pray if God already has his own will and we have to pray according to his will?
We first thing we need to understand the God will. And of course, sometimes indirectly we pray for life, somebody gets sick, we pray for they fully recover. And then, you know, but the result is God planning. And we don't know the outcome, but we pray for.We don't know if God allow us to end up in some situation. When we pray, we are basically prepare ourselves to accept whatever that God give us. That's my sharing.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. Yep, we definitely need to be willing to accept and willing to listen to him and follow him.
以前我认识一个姊妹，她来美国读 PhD， 那读书当中呢，她就来到教会，听到福音，她信主。那信主之后呢，她就一直在为她妈妈祷告，她很爱她的妈妈，她也希望她妈妈能够信主。那她一开始的祷告呢，她就说：“哎呀，神啊，我在这里读书哈，妈妈在国内，求你差派天使到她身边，把福音传给她。”他就一直为这个祷告，但突然有一天他这么祷告的时候，圣灵就提醒他说，你为什么总祷告说让神差派天使去向他传福音呢？那为什么不是你呢？哇，他就被点醒了。所以他觉得他以前明白神的旨意哈，这个神愿万人得救，不愿一人沉沦，但是他的心呢并不真正完全体会神的心啊，那样的迫切哈，就是不要等到说哦，神找到别人向他妈妈传福音哈，那他自己就可以啊。所以后来他也知道自己工作很忙，学习很忙，但他还是顺从了，他就把他妈妈办来哈，来探亲。结果来到这个美国以后呢，他也带他妈妈去教会，最后他妈妈就信主了哈。所以这是一个很好的例子，就是说我们以为我们知道神的旨意，但是我们又不真正明白。所以当我们照着神的旨意去求主啊，你愿万人得救，不愿一人沉沦，啊，求你来拯救我的妈妈的时候呢，神就会引导我们的心思意念，真正让我们明白神的旨意是什么哈。所以这是一个我们要祷告哈。再有，最近我们这个幸福小组，我们真的是很感恩哦。 我们照着神的旨意求，因为主说要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当祈求庄稼的主人差派工人收割庄稼。我们就照着这个神的旨意去求，当大家同心合一为这件事情祷告的时候，我们这次16位同工当中有7位是第一次参加幸福小组服事的啊，这个我们这是看到神在回应我们的祷告。而且上周又有2位外教会的同工，他们这次要进来跟我们一起观摩，那这就是9位啊，9位第一次参加幸福小组服事的哈。所以当我们照着神的旨意去求的时候，我们就经历神的这个信实。所以在约翰福音16章24节的时候有一句话说，我们从来没有奉着耶稣的名求什么，如今我们求就必得着，而且叫我们的喜乐得以满足。你照着神的旨意去祷告，也看到神的这个回应，真的是那种心中的喜乐是难以形容的啊！所以这种的祷告不是说我们只知道神的旨意就停在那里了，而是照着神的旨意去祷告，就会更深的经历神。
我觉得神的旨意就是要我们彼此代求，因为我们一开始查经的时候，我们都在做这个事情，我为周秀娟的家人代求，还有为那个Susan 她的妈妈代求，还有为乌克兰的事情代求。神的旨意要我们是彼此代求，因为我们知道别人的需要的时候，我们就有去帮他代求。
Yep, and we will talk about that 代求的那一个例子。等一下，我们再看看哈。But all of you did, you know, share very good points about why we need to pray for one another. And some other thing I want to also point out is like God really wants us to work with Him through prayers. So, prayer is one of the most important ministries that we can have.We have many, many kinds of ministries. We have teaching, we have preaching, we have caring, we have visiting others, being hospitable to other people, helping other people. But one of the most important ministry that God has given us is really to work with together with Him in prayers. Through our prayers, it would bring about His work on earth as we pray.According to His will, and I think some of you also mentioned earlier on that when we pray, we allow God to speak to us and change us. So you know, we've heard some example earlier. And finally, I want to also point out in the book of Romans, you can see the verse in here. Sometimes we really don't even know how to pray.But when we pray, the Holy Spirit is helping us and praying for us and praying with us and helping us and teaching us how to pray. So that you also have that time that as we open ourselves to God in our prayers, then the Holy Spirit is gonna be working, doing His work in our heart, praying for us and also shaping us at the same time. So I think don't ever say, because, oh, that's God's will, I don't care, you know, I don't have to pray. 我们还是需要祷告，因为神的旨意就是要我们在那个祷告里面听他的声音，跟他一起同工。One more application question. When we are in some difficult situations, and we've talked a lot about difficult situations, 我们刚才提到Susan, 周秀娟的家庭的情况，也提到Susan Jiang的情况。Or there may be other difficult situations in our lives. We may have people lose a job, the family may have some kind of conflict, or we may have financial difficulties. How should we pray in those situations that would be following the teachings of this chapter, 1 John chapter 5? 在那些情况里面，我们怎么样来祷告是照着神的旨意呢？
我想可以借着圣经的话去祷告，因为圣经里面是神的应许。
Okay.
Be faithful with God.
Be faithful with Okay.
Don't have any doubt in God.
保持信心。Okay. How else can we pray for people who are in difficult situations?
通常在这种遇到困难、疾病啊这些情况下哈，就是如果我们没有得到 specific 的一些的话语哈，有一句话大家可以用，就是腓立比书四章六到七节，应当一无挂虑，凡事借着祈求、感谢、祷告，把你所要的告诉神啊，这句话很安慰的，就说其实这里没有什么限制的哈，就是你一时不知道用哪句圣经的话来祷告哈。就一个简单的办法，你就鼓励对方把你想要的告诉神啊，对天上的父亲有一个坚定的信念，我不知道该怎么祷告，但天父知道，所以我心里想到的一想法，求主你来医治啊，我就这样祷告啊，求主赐给我平安，那我就这样祷告啊，求主让孩子们能够及时赶到啊啊，心中有这些想法都可以讲的，讲你所要的告诉神啊，神是很有怜悯，神是很有恩慈的哈。啊，那你产生这些意念带到神的面前，神都不会责备的哈。你把这些东西交给神，那神就会把出人意外的平安赐给我们哈。所以这句话大家可以用哈，就是在困难当中的肢体，你可以用这句话去鼓励他，你就开口把你心中想要，就像跟爸爸讲一样哈，把你的话心里话就跟他讲。那当然在祷告当中，你如果得到一些 specific 的一些经文啊，你可以照着那些的经文啊，顺着圣灵的引导去为他祷告。
我是要分享第十五节啊，因为牧师刚才讲到的话，让我突然好像看懂这一句话了。因为十五节他讲说，既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。我刚才就在想，这个无不得着，像刚才我们讲到说，先求他的国、他的义啊，我们为别人的得救祷告。但是常常好像最后好像还是没得到哈，所以我有时候会在想，这个为人的救恩祷告，这个应该是神的旨意啊，但为什么有的时候好像没祷，好像得不着呢？可是牧师刚才讲的，我好像突然想通了哈，这个得着不得着，可能不是按着我们所求的那个内容来算的，像牧师刚才讲到说。我们把我们心里面所想要的那些都借着祷告告诉神，可是我们会得着什么？我们得着平安啊！神会把出人意外的平安赐给我们，我觉得这个也是一个得着。所以这个无不得着可能不能说就是按的我就是讲的那个 exactly 啊，比方说我希望神医治这个人，我希望这个人得救啊，就最后没有，那是不是这句话落空了？我觉得没有落空啊，就因为当你祷告的时候，你可能得着平安了，可能那个人得着平安了，我觉得这个应该也算是一种得着吧。就我因为我在想这个问题，然后牧师刚才的回答，我觉得好像有这么一点感受。
Yeah, so I definitely agree that the book of Philippians, that verse is truly very important in applicable in almost all situations. And the other thing I still want to emphasize is like, we know God's will is for salvation, for people to receive salvation. So I think whenever we, in any difficult situation, to pray for salvation is still one of the most important things that we can pray. When someone encounters a difficult situation, to pray for their salvation, if they have not believed in Jesus, or if they have believed in Jesus, but for their lives to continue to receive that saving grace of God is one of the most important things that we can pray for those individuals or families in this situation. And I believe that God will hear what we pray. He may not perform his work in exactly the way that we think that he will perform, or in the timing or in the way, but he is a God of saving grace, that he will save. So I think that's one thing that we should always remember, is for that salvation as we pray for these individuals who are in difficulties. We come to a verse in verse 16, if anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death. 所以在这一段里面呢，就讲到至于死的罪 还有不至于死的罪。So whenever we come to this passage, it's always create a lot of questions and so on, because people will start asking, what is the sin that leads to death? And what is the sin that does not lead to death? So all kinds of questions about exactly what John meant when he said sins that lead to death or not lead to death. But before we talk about what kind of sin are we talking about, let's not miss the main point. What is the main point that John is telling people to do? What is the thing that John is telling his readers, those Christians, that they need to do? Ignoring this distinction between sin that lead to death and sin that does not lead to death. 他叫那个基督徒要做什么？
为别人代求。
为别人代求。So very important. So don't get sidetracked about distinguishing between sin that lead to death and not lead to death. 那个最重要的主题就是说要为别人代求。Okay, 为我们的弟兄姊妹代求。Okay, so we're going to spend some time to talk about what is sin that leads to death and what is sin that does not lead to death. But when we spend time on it, don't forget the main point. The main point is that 我们要为别人代求. So that is the one specific example that 我们要照神旨意祷告的例子，就是说为那为别人代求。I think earlier on, I forgot, someone also mentioned that, you know, praying according to the gospel is one thing, one particular example that he told us here is to pray for someone else that has sinned. When we see somebody that has sinned, we need to pray for that someone. Okay, so now let's talk about what is sin that leads to death and what are sins that do not lead to death. So when people look at this question, there are all kinds of questions or different opinions and so on. One question is, what kind of death was John referring to? 他是指那个是肉体上的死亡呢？还是指到是灵里面的死亡呢？ So what kind of death was John referring to? And the second question is, who are those people that commit sins that lead to death? Are those Christians, non-Christians? Who are those people that he's talking about that would commit sins that lead to death? 还有最后就是说 okay, exactly what kind of sin are we talking about? So 在这几类的问题上有很多不同的答案。So,there are going to be different interpretations that people have come up with for this particular passage about 什么是sin that leads to death and 什么是 sin that does not lead to death. So let's look at some of the supporting scripture and then you can make up your mind. I'll tell you what my thinking is, but you can also make up your own mind. And of course, Pastor Hood is going to tell us too. So, all right.So first of all, let me ask you some questions from your reading of the Bible. Who were some examples of Christians that died because in the flesh, 肉体上的死亡? Who were some of the Christians that died physically because of the sins? 在圣经里面有提到的。
犹大。
犹大, okay. 犹大, okay, good answer.But I would say maybe he's not even a Christian, right? Because he 没有真的信主. Okay, but yeah, he definitely died physically and spiritually because of his sin. Who else?
Ananias.
Ananias, okay. Ananias, Ananias and Sapphira. Okay, 在使徒行传第五章，他们做了什么罪？
欺骗
圣灵 right? 欺骗的罪 okay? That was a serious sin, okay? One very good example. What one other example? 还有在圣经里面提到有人睡了死了 Because 因为他们做了什么？
万里吃圣餐。
对了，他们守圣餐的时候，吃喝自己的罪。Okay, they took the Holy Communion in an unworthy manner. So some people were sick, even died or fell asleep. Okay.所以就是说圣经里面在新约里面有特别的讲到这两个特别的例子、说是 这些人是基督徒，他们不是非基督徒，他们是基督徒、犯了罪、受神的、punishment and died because of that. Now there is another kind of sin, okay, and I wouldn't call those committed by ChristiansBut 在圣经里面说 unpardonable sins, okay, 不可赦免的罪, okay. Can somebody turn to Mark 3 and read verses 28 to 30 to talk about what is the unpardonable sin that Jesus was talking about? Can somebody turn to Mark 3? Mark 福音第三章
我实在告诉你们，世人一切的罪和一切亵渎的话都可以赦免，凡亵渎圣灵的却永不得赦免，乃要担当永远的罪。
And then also there are other passages 我们文不念了，就在彼得后书、希伯来书也有提到类似的、的经文，就是讲到一些罪是神不会赦免的。这里、Jesus especially talked about, you know, people、blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, right? And that was another example of an unpardonable sin. But in that case, the sin is not so much just the bodily, physical death,But it is actually because the sin is never pardoned, is not pardonable. Consequently, it leads to spiritual death in this particular example, unlike what we talk about in the early examples in which 那个 Ananias and Sapphira or the Christians in the church of Corinth who died because they did not take the Holy Communion in a worthy manner. So,All I'm trying to paint to you is that there are many, many examples of sins that 在圣经里面提到这一些罪、带到死亡，可能是肉体的死亡，也可能是灵里面的死亡。Okay? So now that we mentioned all the examples, let's go back to what do we think John was referring to when he talked about sin that leads to death?And then, of course, then what is that sin that does not lead to death? Now, I'm going to tell you what I think, and then Pastor He can tell you what he thinks, and then you guys can also tell us what you think. I want to go back to 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. 第二章十九节 okay? 他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。若是属我们的，就人必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去，显明都不是属我们的。在那一章里面，他是讲到有一些基督徒啊，没有，有一些人 ，OK， 他们本来是属于那个教会的 ，but they've been preaching false teachings. They are the antichrist. They deny Jesus is Christ. 他们从我们中间出去。So, 他们离开了那个教会，他本来是在那位教会里面的、但是他们、否认耶稣是那个基督，他从我们中间出去，那些敌基督者，他们就是那个、那个假的教师在他们中间出去。所以 I think what John was going back to、这些人的罪他们虽然认识了听过了、那个福音，但是他们拒绝接受这个福音，然后却一直的出去、虽然他们在教会中间听过，但是还是从教会里面出去反对基督、反对耶稣是基督。 So those are the people that would sin, and those are the sin that will not be pardoned, and they will not be saved, and consequently, that those are not the sins that the people that we need to pray for. That's what I'm interpreting what John is saying. I'm not asking you to agree, but do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. Any questions so far? Okay, Pastor He, I'm going to put you on the spot. What do you think? What do you think is the sin that leads to death?
Yeah, 我已经预备好了。因为前一段时间我们刚刚读这个马太福音，讲到亵渎圣灵的罪啊，我们那边的时候，已经有一些的分享啊。那刚才就是我们在读这些的经文，我发现好像真的是啊，这个至于死的罪，好像都跟得罪圣灵是有关系的。在马可福音，刚才我们读的是马可福音第三章，讲到亵渎圣灵。使徒行传第五章是讲到欺哄圣灵，好像是对于那些还没有信主的人，如果他们亵渎圣灵，那这是永不得赦免的罪哈。对于已经重生得救的基督徒，如果他们犯了欺哄圣灵的罪，他们就会在某种情况下，我想这是神的 mercy 哈，不是每一个欺哄圣灵的人都当场死亡啊。但是圣经里有一个例子哈，就是当人欺哄圣灵或者抵挡圣灵到一个地步哈，浇灭圣灵的感动，让圣灵在我们心里担忧，那这个时候是很危险，有可能会导致这个 physical 的 death 啊。那当我们讲说至于死的罪啊，永不可赦免的罪啊，我们通常会有一种错误的印象，以为说啊，那要看这个罪是大是小，那罪不可赦，那一定是大罪，是罪的罪大恶极啊，才是罪不可赦啊，十恶不赦。我们一想起，那肯定都是这个杀人犯科这些的罪才是永不得赦免。但是你看看在十字架上哈，那个杀人的强盗是得赦免，反倒是那些很讲道德的法利赛人、文士，他们没有做这种很罪大恶极的事，他们只是说，耶稣，你这个赶鬼，你是靠鬼王赶鬼。结果马上耶稣就讲说这是亵渎圣灵的罪，所以显然这个亵渎圣灵的罪不是按照人的看法是说哪个最大哪个最小，就是所有的罪如果都没有得到赦免之前，都是会造成人灵里的死亡的罪。所以这里面就涉及到一个问题了，就是人怎么才能够罪得赦免啊？那我们就想到这个圣灵的功用，圣灵来使人为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己，圣灵来责备人心，让人认罪悔改。如果人不抵挡圣灵的工作，顺着圣灵的提醒去认罪悔改，哪怕是你犯了杀人的罪、强盗、该定十字架的罪、那耶稣也会赦免你的。没有一种罪大的一个程度你向神来祈求认罪的时候，神会不赦免你的。你只要是真心悔改、真心认罪，神一定会赦免你。但是呢，当人不肯硬着心不肯，觉得自己是义人，觉得自己是做得好，就不肯求神来赦免和原谅，就像那些法利赛人一样，他们道德上很做得很好的，别人都挑不出他什么毛病的他可能隐藏当中做了这个说谎的罪啊，假冒伪善的罪啊，那这种罪如果他不认的话抵挡圣灵的工作，不认耶稣基督是救主的话，那这种罪会招致人最后灵魂的死亡，永远的死亡。所以亵渎圣灵啊，那至于死的罪，刚才我们举了在信徒当中的几个例子啊，那有亚拿尼亚、撒菲拉的故事，也有哥林多教会的事情哈，那可能就是他们这些人不接受圣灵的提醒，反倒欺哄圣灵哈，硬着心继续犯罪。虽然他们已经得救了，但是如果基督徒犯罪到这种程度哈，硬着心不肯悔改的话，神有的时候会用这种 physical 的 death 来惩治他们、管教他们，让他们就是直接离开。
Any questions on this particular point about distinguishing sin that leads to death versus sin that does not lead to death. Any questions? Any other comments?
对 ，Tony 长老，你刚才讲的我没有听清楚，所以你说那个 death 是 physical 的 death 吗？是吗？
No, I think in general, I'm thinking about spiritual death. So,
spiritual death.
Yes, 因为那个那些人当他们从这个教会里面出去，敌基督，他们那个心就硬了。Despite they have heard the gospel, 他们听了福音，还是不接受耶稣为基督，反而是否认。耶稣是基督从教会里面出去 and lead people astray. So those are the people that they're not going to be saved. And so they have these sins that will lead to death. I think that's what this passage is talking about for me. But it's similar to you know, what Pastor He was talking about, you know, like if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit,And so it is talking about a kind of spiritual death. Now, I think Pastor was saying that there are some cases in which like Ananias and Sapphira, you know, 他们, you know, 欺哄圣灵呢, and in that case, because they are Christian, the Bible mentioned that Ananias and Sapphira, they were Christians. So in their case, they receive physical death as a form of punishment.
是我怎么觉得约翰这边讲的是针对弟兄讲的，弟兄就不应该有这种 spiritual death 到这种罪了。
You feel that in this particular, so if you go back and read this verse here, in 1 John, if you go back to this verse here, in verse 16, so in verse 16,If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask. So first of all, 为那些弟兄祷告是 for sin that not leading to death. Now, it is, to me, it's not clear. There is sin that leads to death. Now, it didn't say that those sins that lead to death are committed by brothers.So he is just saying there is sin that leads to death. You know what I'm trying to say, Wai Mei?
Yeah, 我知道你的意思。
我认为至于死的罪，这个死是指灵性上的死。从这意义上来说的话，这个亚当违约，不听神的话，犯了罪。那么我们众人世人就都犯了罪了。所以这个我们按这个从灵性史来说，在我们信主之前，那都是该死的罪啊。第二个，另外一种就是所有不信耶稣的，不信基督的，这就是死罪，灵性的死啊，别害怕，我说这个呢，这是至于死的罪，不至于死的罪呢？是一般指我们肉体里边所犯的罪，一般不能算是死罪，和没有律法下没有律法犯的罪，也不能给他定死罪。
You know, everybody at the end we will die because of physical. So I kind of confused about you talking about still talking about spiritual death or.Physical death. Do you think that is more likely we're talking about spiritual death? We can rule out all physical death because everybody would die in the physical. I'm trying to understand the logic.
Yeah, so first of all, I do think it's talking about spiritual death. I think the angle for physical death is really going back to, you know, sometimes when, yes, everybody would die.But God may bring about physical death prematurely, if you would put it that way, like in the case of Ananias and Sapphira, or for the Christians in the Corinthian church. So yes, eventually everybody would die, but somehow God has chosen to use physical death in those cases prematurely to show his punishment, to show his discipline of how that church should change the ways. And so to me, that is the argument for physical death in those cases. But I do think that in this case, what John is mainly referring to is spiritual death.
It's a little bit more confused because people die in car accident or they die young, whatever. It's not it's a timing thing to determine, or because they are sinful because of that.
No, not all.
Even confused.
No. Obviously, not all deaths are because, you know, if somebody died young, it's not like God saying that person has done something bad, really bad, and so that person needs to die young. So that doesn't necessarily mean that. Specifically, in those cases, God has pointed out, or the Bible has pointed out, that those people die because of those specific sins, but not every case is like that.
那我们讲到死亡的时候，时间有三种死亡，对不对？一种是肉体死亡，一种是灵命的死亡，还有一个叫永远的死亡。那其实灵命的死亡， 我们刚才一直用这个 spiritual death， 其实不是太准确，因为灵命的死亡是可以被改变过来，是可以被 reversed 的。我们在没有得救之前，我们的灵命都是死的，但是只要在我们肉体还没死之前， 这是随时有可能被 reverse 回来，被改变过来，对不对？就是我们重生得救，我们为人得救祷告，其实就是为他们从灵的死的状态当中活过来来祷告嘛，对不对？所以呢，更准确的讲法就是说，这里讲的说，至于死的，对，那个死可能是讲的永远的死亡。当人去祭读圣灵的时候，那个不光是 spiritual death， 而且这个 spiritual death 会一直持续。 持续不被改变，不被 reverse， 那就变成那个永远的死亡。所以 spiritual death 是可以被改变过来啊，但是当人犯罪到一个程度，亵渎圣灵的时候，实际上他已经落到那个永远的死亡当中，是没有办法得赦免的了。All
right, let's move on. Application question: How do we determine whether we should pray for a brother if we think that a brother has committed a sin? Do you say, oh, I don't pray for him because I think he has committed a sin that leads to death? Or should we pray for him because we're not sure? What should we do if we see somebody who has sinned? Should we pray for that brother or sister or not? How do we decide?
我觉得一般情况下是 yes, we should pray for him. Okay. 应该为他祷告, 除非你觉得他是 主动的作为像一个敌基督的形象出发的话，或者是像法利赛人，就是说他根本就是很刚硬，根本不出现一点松动，反而起积极的反抗反对基督教的话，就是说如果我们心里就是说肯定他是这一类的，那就像圣经里讲的，我们 他不说，我们应该为他祷告。但是，哪怕在圣经这里，他也没有直接说我们不要为他祷告。他说我不说，我要为他祷告。所以就说，这里面就是说，因为有很多的可能性，所以为了我觉得，如果是我的话，为了保险的话，我还是会替别人祷告。万一他是没有，就是 坏到那种程度，OK，没有犯了该死的罪。那但是如果有的人，你就是说心里 almost 100%肯定的话，你可以不为他祷告。我觉得是这样。
Yeah, I think to me that's also very important to point out. Like Wayne said, 中文是我不说，但为这罪祈求。 To me, there is a difference between that sentence with 不当为这罪祈求，他说我不说，当为这罪祈求。 It's a much softer way of saying that I'm not saying you have to pray for that, meaning that you can or you can't. So, 我, So like Wayne said, I really think that it is not up to us a lot of times to really judge whether that person has gone to a stage that, you know, 他的心刚硬了, it just, so I think, 你可以说是保险, 你可以说是就是, you know, pray for that person. If God changes your mind, and to a point that you feel that is not the right thing to pray for anymore, then maybe you can stop. But in general, I would say you would pray for a brother who you've seen has fallen into sin.
我再说一句啊，就是说，哪怕我们刚才讲的那些例子里面，那个亚拿尼亚跟他的太太，我们作为第三方的立场的话，我们也不能说他们一定是得救还是不得救。At least they appear to be Christian before. 那也许他们就是真的得救了，那他们以后就虽然被惩罚了 physical 的死亡，但是他们可能属灵还是得救。但是他们也可能就是说，就是根本从开始就没有得救，只不过是混在弟兄当中，对不对？那也是有可能，就是说圣经上并不把这个事情说得很清清楚楚，因为它的重点不在这里，那我们也没有办法做 judgment。 我甚至我讲的极端一点，哪怕犹大的话，我们难道真的可以百分之一百肯定他一定下地狱吗？我觉得我不敢这么说，就是最后的决定权完全在神的手里，我们只知道我们犯了罪，我们会被惩罚，至于这个人他本身跟神是怎么交代的，这是他跟神之间的事情。 We don't have the right to judge.
Thank you for sharing. And again, I want to remind everybody, we spend a lot of time to discuss what is sin that leads to death, what is sin that does not lead to death. But one thing we should never forget, 那个大前提, the main point of this whole passage is really to tell us to pray for our brothers who have sinned. Okay, so in a sense, John was mentioning about this two kinds, sin that leads to death, sin that does not lead to death. It's more like a you know, 带过去, you know, like a parenthetical remark, right? 不是, somehow, when I've read that, it's 不是他说的那个中心,那个重要的点。他主要的点是,其实是叫我们要为我们的弟兄祷告。So we should never forget that main point, that we need to pray for brothers and sisters who have sinned, who have committed sins, okay? And then now, quickly, just to go through the last few verses, 在最后的时候,在最后三节,四节的时候,约翰要提到从神生的人,就是说神的儿女有什么特征?在这四节里面,你看到 what are some of the characteristics of God's children, 神的儿女有什么特征? Kind of a little bit repeating what we talk about 在光中行,在神的儿女, I mean, 在是神的儿女,神是父,神是光。What are some of the characteristics?
爱神。
爱神。Okay.
遵从神的旨意。
遵从神的旨意。
也爱弟兄姊妹。
爱弟兄姊妹。Okay.
不继续犯罪。
不继续犯罪。Okay, so all those things that we have kind of mentioned before, right? 不会继续犯罪，是神所保守的。And of course, very basic, someone who knows the true God, 这里提到特别是真实的神，真神，和他的儿子耶稣基督也是有永生的。So all these basic truths that he's been talking about in the previous four chapters, 在这里再提一次。Here are the people who are God's children, and those are the things that God's children will do or will have, 因为他们是神的儿女。Okay? Now, 最后一句, you know, the whole letter, and he finished with verse 18. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. 要自守,远避偶像。Now, some people would find, okay, wait a minute. In the whole book, he never talked about idols, but suddenly in the last verse, 他就是说, y'all keep yourselves from idol, 远避偶像. Why do you think that John, at the very, very last sentence, 就提到, you know, that we need to keep ourselves from idols?
我觉得其实从神生的人的反义词就是 敬拜偶像, 所以 it's exactly the opposite of child of God.
He's bringing out the contrast, right? You have to believe the 真神, and the 反面就是说要远避那个假神, 就是那个偶像. Okay, so he's bringing out that contrast. You need to follow the true God, and conversely, you need to flee from the false gods, the idols, okay? Okay, contrast between the true and the false. And then finally, idolatry is really, again, the root of all our sins. 当我们把神用其他东西代替的时候，用其他偶像代替的时候，就带出我们的罪来。 So when we say we need to keep ourselves from sins, then again, 那个反面就是说, we have to flee from those idols because those are the idols that is going to bring about sins in our lives. So I think that is one thing that after saying all these things that we need to keep on obeying God's command, from keep ourselves from sinning, worshiping the true God, 那个反面就是说, we have to avoid, flee from the idols. That was the root of all our sins. And that concludes the conclusion of Yuhan Yisu. Any people want to have any last comments or questions?
Tony, 我是慧莹，我有一个，我想问一下，就是在说那个从神生的人有什么特征？因为在约翰一书第五章第四节，我一直很喜欢这一段经文。那我在想说，这可不可以放在这边呢？ 因为凡从神生的就胜过这世界，使我们胜过这世界，就是我们自己的信心。Okay,
thank you for bringing that up. That's really good. Yep, that's another characteristic of someone who is born of God. 好，那下一个星期我们就开始那个约翰二书。好，let's finish with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the book of 1 John. We thank you for you using this book to once again remind us that we need to walk in the light and we need to live as your children. So Lord, as we live our daily lives, whatever situation that we are in, let the book of 1 John be a constant reminder of us so that we can walk in your ways that are worthy of our calling, so that our lives would constantly reflect our status as your children. And Lord, I pray that that you will help Eddie, who will be leading us, coming in the book of 2 John. We pray that you use him to help us dive deep into your words and understand what you want to tell us in that book. We thank you and we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.